I'd like to recite a poem for you about the number three. I heard it when the music man invited me for tea. He said,
"This number is a very special one to me because it follows one and two, and then four and five come naturally."
He spoke to me about the three wise men on Christmas night, who walked for miles beneath the glow of a single star's bright light. They brought with them three gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and laid them in the straw where baby Jesus did not stir. And then he told the story of the three little pigs, who built themselves a great big house from straw and sticks and twigs. But the big bad wolf, he huffed and puffed, and he blew the pig's house down. So they built it with bricks, and the house was so strong that the wolf turned away with a frown. He asked if I've heard about Goldilocks and the house that the three bears shared. She stormed right in while they were out, ate their porridge, broke baby bear's chair. Then later that day, the three bears came home to find Goldilocks fast asleep. Oh, what a commotion! She got such a start that out of the bed she did leap. And then came the tale of the three blind mice. Oh, what a gruesome affair! They stumbled around the farmer's house, ending up in his poor wife's hair. She screamed and she ran, and they fell to the floor and chased after her in fright. So she picked up her knife and cut off their three tails, and they ran away into the night. I'm sad to say that we have come to the end of this poem about number three. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about all these tales that were told to me. If you think of the numbers, the rhymes, and the sights that we can hear and see, then you might write a poem for the music man when he invites you for tea.